So your child is on their way to university. No doubt they'll have to adjust to loads of changes over the next several years, but obviously there's a lot they need to know about everyday life outside of the classroom. So when is the best time to prepare them? Here's Ger Shanahan of family.ie.
I told my daughter that now that she was 12, she'll have to start thinking about becoming an adult. I said, in the next few years, you're going to be becoming an adult, but I'll be expecting you to start leaving that childish carry-on behind you. And she said to me a few years later, says, that was the best advice I ever gave her, because it helped her to understand what was happening to her. Mm-hmm. And I suppose at some stage, a time in the lives of our children comes along when they want to really begin to lay hold of that adulthood. Mm-hmm. And one of those key times is when they're stepping out to go to college.
And you're very welcome along to today's edition of Family.ie called Preparing Your Teen for College or University. I'm Ronan Johnston. It's probably safe to say that most people don't begin preparing their kids for the thought of leaving home when they're only 12 years of age. Most likely the reality is finally starting to hit right about now. Your child will begin university soon, and they could end up hundreds or maybe even thousands of miles away from you. As a parent, probably concerned, and rightfully so, about this new stage of life for your teen, but they're not the only ones who will have adjustments to make. To help us all prepare to help our teens thrive in college or university, here's Stephen Cardy, Heather Walsh and Ger Shanahan.
So, what should we as parents, though, understand about that moment when our children are ready to leave home? Let's say, go to college.
Well, Ger, this is a scary moment in many respects, because much and all as our children may have prepared for, worked for, studied hard for college, the moment arrives and you have to push the button. Comes round in September every year when children go off to college for the first time. But for them, it's a first experience for themselves, because up to that point in time, they've lived in the safety and the security and in some respects, the constraints of home. So there's an adjustment on both sides. But if they study well and go off to college and succeed, then it opens up a whole new world for them. And that whole new world is all the more important in today's society, where security of employment is less certain than it used to be. And we want our children to make that journey from under our care to being shoulder to shoulder with us as an adult.
And whether it's going to college or going to an apprenticeship or a traineeship or some other kind of training that they're endeavouring on, there is that road to independence that they're pressing out on. Does that start earlier in life these days than maybe it used to in our day?
Well, I don't know when your day was, Ger, but this
can't
is still my day.
Can't you? Well, when we were young, like 3 years ago. How about
3 years
one?
Ago. Well, I don't know if it starts any younger. I think it's very different nowadays. We spent years giving them roots and teaching them principles for life and basics. And now the other gift we have to give our children is wings. Catherine Hill from Care for the Family in Cardiff talks about the best gift we can give our children. The two best gifts are roots and wings. And we talked extensively in Focus on the Family programmes about the roots and the need for helping children to establish roots. But really, I think today's programme, we're talking about letting them take their wings and go. And we move from the role of decision maker to one of advisor when our children become 18, 19, when they're moving into college. And we have to be able to step back and let them have a go and let them get on with it so they can have their wings and they can fly.
Today's society is so different than it was even 10 years ago when we didn't have the internet, mobile phones, etc. I mean, some of the people who'll be listening to this programme won't understand that because they don't know what it means not to have the internet and everything available that goes with it.
What's the internet?
Parents in the letting go, because the technology enables us not to let go. And we can want to be like a helicopter hovering overhead and smoothing their way through everything. And that's not good for them. And they can learn independence and they can learn through mistakes and through ups and downs and failures, etc., what life is about and become competent individuals as an adult and not as a child. And therefore, we've got to not let the technology occupy us as parents so that we're on Skype every day, phoning them on their mobile phone, wondering what they're doing now, etc. Give them some room. Let them breathe. Dr. Kevin Lehman, who's one of our heroes in Focus on the Family, was telling the story of when Holly went off to college and he drove away and he was crying. He's very close to his children. And she didn't ring for about 6 or 7 days. And he said he had died 1,000 deaths waiting to hear how was she doing. But he realised he had to let go.
But can't I do that and still actually know what's going on and ask them, how are you getting on today? What's wrong with that?
Well, that's great in the context of a good relationship where they want that. But is that their choice? You're talking about an adult now.
Well, they're not an adult yet. They're only stepping out more to, let's say, growing into more adulthood. What is it about them or the situation that gives me the confidence that I can let go?
You've got to let go, because if you don't, they may well continue to lean on you. If you don't transfer the responsibility over to them, they may not take it. You've got to let them go and take that responsibility for themselves so that they can grow up.
So letting go is not rejecting them?
Absolutely not. I had the example with one of my children who went off to college. He was sort of disinclined in the beginning to go. His natural inclination was the comfort of home, if you like, the security and certainty of home and so on. I went with him to the university to look at it and to look at accommodation and so on. By the time we got home to Adair, he was all keen to go. So all that was needed for him was for me to help him over the line, if you understand what I mean. He has never looked back. He's completely independent of us now, even though he's still in university. And he has managed that journey extremely well. But I needed to help him to make that step.
In what way then does your young adult lean on you now?
Well, he and I have a very good relationship and it's more friends now. Our contact is really at one another's choosing. It's not me as the parent hovering over him. That doesn't happen at all. And there's no need for it, and he wouldn't like it, and I wouldn't want it for him either. That would destroy him and me. It would ruin our relationship. He's been brilliant at moving into that space and becoming a competent adult.
You may be looking forward to being able to say the same thing about your young son or daughter, but Stephen has other kids who aren't at that stage yet, and maybe you do too. If so, we need to take just a quick break right now, but stay tuned for more practical advice on preparing your teen for college or university. By the way, if you have any questions or comments at any time, feel free to email us, info@family.ie. Our text comment line is 086-251-6886. And we'll be right back to chat to you some more, but we'd love to hear from you too. Again, the text comment line is 086-251-6886 or info@family.ie. Welcome once again to family.ie. If you just tuned in, today we're thinking about how the realities of preparing your teen for college or university. There's so many things that they'll be facing in the days and months to come, socially, financially, emotionally, but there's also loads that we as parents need to brace ourselves for as well. Back to Heather now with some very practical tips on navigating this new chapter of life.
Lindsay Hawkes, who is an in-house writer for Focus on the Family in Canada, has some advice on how we can help our teens in this new stage of life. It might be helpful here just to look at some of the pointers she makes. The first one I think is very interesting. Leave decisions about post-secondary education up to your child. I mean, how many of us have got great plans for little Johnny when he's 3? He's going to be a doctor. He's going to be a farmer. He's going to take over the family business. We think we've got it sussed. And it's so important not to do that. When the child becomes old enough to begin to work out what they want to do in life, really, you know, what they need is prayerful, supportive parents who'll come alongside and encourage them. And by letting them make the decision of what they're actually going to do, then they're probably actually going to do it and do it very well. And I know my son is heading off to university this year and he's very clearly made his choices carefully and he's talked them through with us and we're totally supportive of what he wants to do. If you'd asked me 10, 15 years ago, would he do this? I'd never have guessed. But, you know, that's fine. He's very clear about his direction and if God gives him the grades he needs, he'll go that way. And I know that he'll take it up and really run with it because it's something he really wants to do. So if, you know, if I come along and say, well, actually, you'd make a great doctor, Nathan, I'd rather you did that. Like, that's not helpful. So we shouldn't put those things on our children. We need to leave them to be adult and make their own choices. And the second one she says, and I love this one too, if a student comes to college and is financially prepared, their future financial dealings will go much more smoothly. Teaching our children about money from an early age is very important. I think I've spoken before about how we trained our little ones when they were little to manage their little bits of pocket money in small little, in different pots and, you know, a bit in this and a bit in that. And although it was very simplistic, they really got it. They really understood how to make this little bit of money they had, how to be responsible with it. And if we can extrapolate that a little bit more as they get older, make it a bit more mature. You know, my son's had a bank account for quite a few years now. He manages it extremely well. I know a lot of his peers wouldn't have, and he doesn't understand why they don't have bank accounts. And, you know, but that's different. People manage things differently. But I think when we invest in our children and teach them these skills, particularly financial skills, when they are on their own and they need to do the shopping and the laundry and check they've got enough money in the bank to pay their phone bills and all those things, they're much more able to do it. And then we don't have to be helicopter parents, always on the phone. Have you got enough for this? Are you all right for that? It's not helpful.
I think Stephen mentioned earlier about entering into an advisory mode with your young adults. What do you do in the case of a young adult who hasn't developed those skills you're talking about?
You may have to hold their hand a little bit as they learn to handle issues that they haven't had to handle before. And so if that is the case, we'll then help them. But help them to make the journey into adulthood, Ger, not just to expect that somehow they're going to be rescued for the next 10 years till they decide that they've finished in college and they want to go on and do something else. And you then have to buy their next car for them or a house or find a house, a wife or a husband for them. You're not treating them to be adult. The best way to learn is to let them learn through experience. And, you know, if they overspend in the beginning and then run short, they will be much more careful with the money the next time. Parents have to be tough then, because otherwise, if you keep bailing them out, they'll keep spending more than they've got. But you're preparing your child for life, for the journey that's ahead of them. And the third thing in advice was to teach them the practical skills. You know, teach them how to cook, teach them how to manage their money, teach them how to wash and iron clothes and how to keep a house tidy and so on. I mean, this might sound really strange, but you'd be amazed at how people can grow up, especially when they have to live with others who they have to share accommodation with, and they have to consider other people rather than somebody looking after them, as a parent has done up to this particular point in time, and make sure that they're equipped for the responsibilities that just managing normal life.
I like the next one too. Take time to do some research about suitable churches in the area where your son or daughter is going to go to college. It's all too easy to just sort of say, oh, well, let them go now. They'll find their own way. And yes, to an extent, we have to do that. But it could be really helpful to try and link them in with a church family, particularly if they're used to being part of a church family with their in their home. Many, many students walk away from church when they go to university. Many, many do. And it's always very sad, and it's heartbreaking for parents who've brought their children up to know the Lord, that they walk away. So it's always worthwhile taking a little time to do a bit of research. As you know, the world is very small. There's loads of ways of finding out, and there's a chance that somebody you know knows something about it. Delve a little, dig a little deeper, and if necessary, go with your son or daughter if they're open to it, and to see if you can link them in with a church family. That's another place where they'll get help and support. They won't be babysat by the church, but they will be somebody to connect in with and to link in with. Number five, try to avoid rescuing your student when they find themselves in trouble. Encourage them to find their own way through conflicts. It's very hard, isn't it? I mean, I think the reality is that sometimes we won't know when our young people are in trouble because they won't necessarily come and tell us because they want to handle it on their own. But if we do get wind of it, we want to rush in there and rescue them and sort it all out and cough up a few quid and all the rest of it. We have to step back. And if they come and ask for help, then I would be very ready to help, but to not just kind of get in there to sort it out. It's time for mom and dad to stand aside and let them work it out themselves. The next one's lovely. Pray for them.
I said earlier in the conversation, as we move away from being decision makers in relation to our children to being advisors and helpers, then the relationship becomes a much more mutual one. We pray for our children who are adults and our children who are at home. I have a child going to university this year for the first time. We pray for them every day. So it's part of our life that we commit them to the Lord and ask him to be with them, because we're not with them. And we trust that they'll find him and they'll find help when they need it. But that's all we can do. This is part of our letting go and keeping in touch with them and allowing them to respond as often or as infrequently as they're comfortable with, and in a sense to make this a much more mutual relationship.
And we can set aside planned times to get in touch with them. If children are willing to do that, young adults are willing to do that, it is reassuring for parents to see that they're still alive and well and they're dressed properly and their hair is washed, you know. But not to make a habit of it. But if you plan it, then everybody knows where they stand.
That's a great plan, Heather. And it might be good to remember that teens aren't always the best timekeepers. So if they don't return our texts, emails or phone calls immediately, it doesn't mean that they don't love us anymore. This is family.ie. We do need to take our final break now, but don't forget that our website is full of many helpful resources, many of them free. No matter what stage of life you're at the moment, we have loads of information designed to help you and your family thrive. So be sure to stop by www.family.ie. That's family.ie. And stay tuned as we wrap up today's programme on preparing your teen for college or university. Welcome once again to family.ie. This is the final segment in today's programme as we think some more about preparing your teen for college or university. Before the break, the team talked about the importance of parents staying in touch with our students, but let them have their space too. It might take some practice to get the distance just right. They might not want to hear from home every day, or every week for that matter, but there are certain days in the year that they will want and need to hear from us. Back now to Stephen, Heather and Ger.
I suppose special occasions like maybe birthdays and Christmas and other family kind of events
exactly
become
right.
focal points.
They do.
And if there isn't regular contact, there is at least those, let's say, seasonal, traditional type of contacts you can have.
Birthdays and things like that can be lonely times if you're used to your family celebrating that and suddenly you're miles away on your own. So yes, I think it's important to recognise those things. And they say that communication is vital to post-secondary success and encouraging children to communicate with everybody, not just their parents, but we can model. Remember, we're always role models.
The other thing is that this advice was done in consultation with experts in the education field, and what it said was, look, don't contact school officials or faculty directly. You know, now that they've left home, it's not like school anymore, Ger. Once they've left home, they're responsible and their relationship is with the college themselves, and the college will probably not communicate with an adult parent. Now, if there was something drastic, I mean, they'd probably do so, you know, through the tutor or whatever the system is within the college or university. But that child is now responsible for their own academic progress and well-being within the college. So don't be ringing up to find out how the grades for Jimmy going, or, you know, how's Maura doing,
because
you won't be told.
It would seem to me that to do that, to directly contact the faculty, let's say the registrar or some of the officials in the college, could actually be violating your young adult's relationship with their world.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine that could be rather damaging rather than insulting.
And I suppose the next one sort of is very similar. It says keep involved and be interested without smothering your son and daughter. And we've talked a lot about that. But students, they want their parents to care. They want their parents to be involved. But they don't actually want them on top of them all the time.
Yeah.
They want to live their own lives. You very rarely hear people say, oh, my parents cared too much. They actually want to be loved and cared for, but they also want to take their wings and fly. I very clearly remember the first time I lived away from home, and I thought it was amazing. I thought it was absolutely wonderful. And I don't remember ringing home or making any effort to get in touch with my poor parents at all. And they were probably worried sick. But there you go. You know, it was marvellous.
This is a transition for celebration. As your young adult becomes an independent, mature adult in their own right, and they make that journey over the next number of years, assuming that they're in college and university for 2, 3, 4 years, that they're going to move away and they're going to become independent. They're going to think differently. I was in contact with one of my sons who's, you know, been away from home for a number of years, as I've said already. And he said he's been thinking about some of the values that he grew up with and what his philosophy and life is and his theological views on things are. And he's had to think some of those things through for himself. His views now may not be my views. And I'm not sure that they were ever my views, but, you know, at least when he was in my home, I was his dad and I sort of said, well, look, this is what we believe. But he's now an adult. And he's entitled to make a decision and go in a different direction if he chooses. And as we said earlier on in the beginning, we've given them roots and we also want to give them wings. So observe this space. Watch them grow up to become an independent, not a clone, but a different person than me or my wife. you know, that they are going to go up to be themselves. And that's what we've raised them. We've had that objective in mind as we've been raising our children, is to help them be free to be themselves. And I mean, I have a child who's going to university in September. And I said that with her older brothers, we kept them within the family in those years that they were at home in school, and didn't allow them the level of freedom that she is about to experience when she now goes off to college. I said, what's going to happen to you is that in September, you're going to have a freedom to make all sorts of choices about all sorts of things for yourself. And we're not going to be there, and we're not going to be wanting to be there to make those decisions for you. So if you want to stay in bed till 5 o'clock in the evening every day and flunk first year, you know, you can do that. You know, I wouldn't be happy about it. She will have to pay the price if that's the outcome, because, I mean, obviously she won't be able to pay her way through school in the year that follows, because she'll have to go off and work and support herself. But, you know, we've had those sort of conversations in a sense that are saying, look, you're approaching a time when you're going to be the decision maker. This is your responsibility. This is a great opportunity for you to have the freedom that you've been longing for the, you know, I know you for 19 years. I know you want independence. Now you'll have it. We'll take our hands off as parents, and we'll now become much more adult to adult in our relationships. And I suppose for us, saying to parents, prepare and equip your child for that change that they know is coming and you know is coming. But when they make that step, I want to be there for her when she makes the adjustment and goes off to college and has her first month and suddenly finds the budget is tight. You know, and I haven't got as much money. And, you know, I used to say, look, if I need something, I'd ask mum or dad for that and it would get paid. Now she's got to manage that herself. And that will cause her to grow as a person and to become an independent and intelligent and sensible and adult individual.
And when all is said and done, we have to release our children and trust them to God and trust ourselves that we've brought up children who are able, who are now adults and able to make responsible choices.
And that's leaning back on the basic foundation of our lives too. We can hope that our children can find that foundation as well, faith in God. But as you say, Stephen, that's not our choice. That's their choice also. Mm-hmm. And we can watch and hope and pray that maybe they will find that foundation as well, mm-hmm. on which they can build the rest of their lives. I pray that God would fill your heart with dreams, and that faith gives you the courage to dare. You find your wings.
That's a great prayer for our teens that are heading out to college and university, isn't it? An excerpt there of Find Your Wings by Mark Harris. You've been listening to Family.ie. We hope today's programme has been helpful as you think about preparing your teen for college or university. Don't forget, there's loads of solid information for your whole family on our website, www.family.ie. There you'll find help for single parents, weekly tips on money, marriage, and information about our How to Drug-Proof Your Kids training course. All that and more when you visit us at family.ie. On behalf of Stephen Carty, Heather Walsh, and Ger Shanahan, I'm Ronan Johnston. We hope you'll tune in next time right here for our Going Back to School special and help equip your school-aged children for the year ahead. So until next time, slán go fóill, and thank you for listening to family.ie.